hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. To help me kick off this hour, I have my good friend and the big chief from Explore Ventures, Clay McCardle, is with us via the web. Clay, how are you, my friend?
If I were doing any better today, I don't know what would happen.
Yeah, you would just be on a boat in the middle of nowhere, diving to your heart's content, probably on one of your vessels, I assume.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, now I'm making you feel worse, aren't I?
Thanks. Yeah, it snowed yesterday. Now you're just making me feel bad.
That's right. Well, hey, you know, yeah, he's in Wyoming, of all places. That's your home base of operations. And I don't know, it just makes those trips, those Explore Adventure liveaboards that you go on here and there, just that much more, I don't know, exciting and fulfilling when you have the opportunity to get out there on one of your vessels. Are you with me on this, you think?
Definitely. You know, when I go down on one of the boats, it's definitely a change of scenery.
I don't doubt it. Way even more than I get, and I love it. It's just I can't do enough of these. There's no doubt. Now, we're going to talk about our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures here in just a bit. But we got to look a little bit more in the immediate future, a couple weeks away from the DEMA show in Las Vegas. I know it's not one of your trips. It's not quite as exciting as going out into the Caribbean or to the Maldives or Galapagos or that kind of thing. But it is a fun time to go connect with our friends in the dive industry and all the dive shops across the country and the world, you think?
It is. It's great. The DEMA show is probably the one show in the world where you get people from all corners of the world that come in, and the industry just collects. And this year it's in Vegas, as you said. And one of the great things about the industry is you can meet people from all over the world doing the same type of thing that you are, and compare notes, and go out and have a beer, maybe three or four, and just have a good time.
Absolutely. For Clay and myself, who have done this a few years now, you even more than I, which is crazy, but it's like a family reunion or a high school reunion. We go out there and we catch up with some old friends, and it's just a good time in that regard too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the fun thing is you recognize pretty much everybody there. You might not have met them or know their name or know what they do, but you see the same people.
You do, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes, well, that could be bad. You know, even
let's try running into you every year.
Well, exactly. You're not going to be able to avoid me this year because we're literally set up right next to Explore Adventures as far as our own Scuba Radio booth, and we have like our own little, I don't know, kind of like a. Explore Adventures, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cowboy Island type of thing going on at the DEMA show this year. Kind of unique, a new thing for us. So, I don't know, it could be great, or, man, you're going to be totally sick of me by the time the show is over, you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to be sick of you.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. But we'll have fun regardless. We'll have live music from the Scuba Cowboys. I don't know, we're going to do like a... maybe a lunchtime hangout thing. We haven't quite figured it out exactly, other than we're going to have a fun group of people together where people can come by and talk about liveaboard trips, talk about Scuba Radio, listen to a few tunes from the Scuba Cowboy, pick up a mermaid or two to travel with them throughout the show. Who knows? We got all kinds of chaos ready to go. By the way, I was at this aviation show a couple weeks ago, Clay, and you being an aviator, I know we'll appreciate this. They had a virtual booth attendant. Have you ever thought about hiring any of those?
Or you're going to get a flat mermaid?
Well, you know, she was flat, and I mean, she was kind of like a cardboard, or I don't know, she was like a video screen projected on a half-inch plasma thing, and they had her propped up there in the booth at the corner of the booth, and you'd walk by, and she'd look at you, you know, and it was like the screen was shaped as a body of a woman, and she was quite attractive, a pretty blonde, blue-eyed beauty, and she's giving me the eye. Next thing you know, we're talking and exchanging information. And I mean, it was about as lucky as I've ever gotten at an exhibit show. And I didn't feel like I was breaking any rules because it wasn't a real person. Is that true? You know, like a marriage rules and things like that? I don't know if it applies.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just don't see the primary use of this technology being in trade shows.
Well, it sucked me into their booth, you know, so.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just don't know if it's the thing to come. I mean, you haven't thought about, hiring any of these virtual booth attendants to bring in people. I don't think it'll show up at the DEMA show this year, but you never know. It might. We could do this, and
I think you need like a bevy of flat mermaids. I think that would be outstanding.
You know what? It just doesn't sound well from the marketing standpoint that I usually go with our pod of Scuba Radio mermaids. But
think the aggravation tax of the DEMA show would be greatly reduced.
I'm telling you what, we could package if they're all stacked up in a box like that, and we could ship them around all over. Maybe it could be the future. Virtual Scuba Radio Mermaids. God help me if Tiffany ever hears about this. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if we'll see any of that, but I don't know. It's interesting how technology comes to play at these shows, and we'll have to be on the lookout for who's trying to catch whose attention. We're going old school with mermaids and live music and just fun frolic and craziness as usual. So, and not to mention we're giving away liveaboard trips. If that's not a big enough draw in itself, every year in the morning before the show to warm up the crowd, we give away one of the trips that Explore Adventures offers to one of their destinations. And that's a huge hit. It's always, it's become like a tradition there at the DEMA show. They come up to me, "Hey, Greg, which trip are you giving away today?" And I'm like, "Well, let me talk to Clay." And then you go, "Wow, we're doing this again? Really?"
Really?
And that's where the two or three beers comes into play, where if we were talking about it at the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we'll figure it out a good two or three nanoseconds before. So
exactly. Yeah, we'll have a few things. I mean, there's a couple things we may do to warm up the crowd, to have some fun, make them earn that trip, that Explore Adventures Live Aboard this year. I got an idea for a Junkanoo dance-off. You know,
that'd be outstanding.
Yeah, have you ever seen one of those things, like that movie Step Up or something, where they, you know, the two gangs of dancers? It used to be like they would fight, but now in the movies, all they do is they dance at each other. Have you seen this, Clay, or you try to avoid that media?
Yeah, I've seen them, actually. That'd be something to watch outside the DEMA show first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it will be, and especially when we get them dressed up in a Junkanoo outfit, which is like Carnival, you know, from the Bahamas, and they're wearing all these feathers and boas and things, and we get some 400-pound dive dude up there on the stage decked out like that and have them dance off against a comparable opponent. I think this could be...
I don't know how that'll play in the shy, staid diving industry.
Well, you know, it's in Vegas, so I figure that, you know, it'll tie in with the whole Vegas showgirl thing, even though we'll put a little Junkanoo twist on it, and being in that, even though it's first thing in the morning, they'll still be drinking from, you know, the night before, because it's Las Vegas. So I figure we'll find some participants to entertain ourselves, to amuse ourselves a little bit.
I'm going to be ready with a video camera.
Yeah, it'll create a pretty good photo op. I have no doubt about that. So I'm looking forward to that. It's always a great time. And like I said, we got a nice little thing going on with Explore Adventures. They're by their booth on the show floor this year as well. So make sure you stop by and say hi to us there. Now, the other big thing is we've already announced our trip for next year for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're going back to the Turks and Caicos this time around. It's October 3rd. For the week, and our friends from Dive Training Magazine are going to join us for this one, and of course we'll have the Scuba Cowboys and Mermaids and the broadcast and do our thing. Maybe you will even join us for this one, you think?
Yeah, I might be able to do it. I think, you know, it's been a while. The scars have healed. So, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, statute of limitations and all that kind of stuff have expired. So it's you're due to join us. And, you know, one of the things, it was a dive shop that was asking me a few weeks ago if we came on one of our scuba radio trips, would it work with the package plans that you offer dive shops across the country, dive groups, whatever, you know, like at DEMA. Where you know they pay for six, get one free, or whatever deal that you have going with the dive shops would still apply to this trip too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Pay for five, get one free, and you know, pay for 10, get two free. We've got some of the best booking terms and group incentives in the industry. So
yeah, so it doesn't matter, you know. And usually people would think that would be an added value that we're on board because we, you know, shower them with gifts and things like that. Yeah, maybe it's not, but regardless, you still get those special deals that you would get on any group trip that you booked with Explore Ventures. So take advantage of it. Go to exploreventures.com or call them 1-800-322-3577. We're going to talk with Clay on some other specials they're offering right now next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around, people are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a scary dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm with Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures right now. We are talking about the DEMA show and some of the dive specials that Explore Ventures is offering, you know, dive shops across the country. Or if you just want to book a trip, you got a bunch of specials going on for individuals, what, last minute booking type things right now, Clay? Is that right?
Yeah, sort of, you know, anytime within the next month, the next, you know, 4 or 5 months, we've got some specials announced on Caribbean Explorer 2 in the Northeastern Caribbean, on Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 in the Turks and Caicos. We've even got a a special week in at the tail end of January in Galapagos for a savings of $800 per person. And there are five spots left still on that, which is and that is a rarity.
Nice.
And we've got Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives, one of your favorite boats. We've got some shark trips planned in February, March, and some neat stuff going on.
Right, shark trips? Well, this is news to me. What do you mean? What are you doing?
We go dive with sharks.
Where?
You ever dive with sharks, Craig? It's pretty cool.
I've heard of this thing, activity.
You've done it a time or two.
Yeah. Now, what are you talking about? The Turks boat going out there?
In the Maldives. We do some shark itineraries. Some of them are extended, 10 to 11-day trips on Carpe Vita Explorer, which is one of the best boats to spend 10 or 11 days on.
Oh, I'm hip. I am hip. So that would be a shark trip like with the hammerheads, or a mixture of everything from the whale sharks?
Just a mixture of everything. We sort of concentrate on the cuts between the atolls and the Maldives. So a lot of it's current diving, but that's where the big pelagics hang out. And we've gotten rave reviews from those itineraries, all of the longer itineraries, but especially those.
Yeah. Well, I haven't done any of those longer itineraries. Maybe I need to do that. I need to mark that one off the list, Clay. Is Agnes going to be there at the Dima this year? Is she coming, the lady who helps you manage the Maldives boat, or no?
I don't think she's going to be there this year, unfortunately. She just got back from a bunch of shows in Europe, and I think she wants to spend some time at home for a change.
Well, doesn't she know that me and the Scuba Cowboy are going to be there at the Dima show?
That was my mistake. I told her that.
Yeah, well, okay. Of course. I should have figured. Well, what are you going to do? Well, we'll I'll just have to email her. And she can block them accordingly. But I don't know. I didn't know about that specific shark itinerary with the Maldives boat. Dopey me. I guess it's because I've never done any of those extended trips. I've only done the stayed true to the the 7-day deals or 7-night deals.
Yeah, we try to mix it up. We do most of our itineraries there are 7 nights, 8 days, but we do. Occasionally some one-way trips, either north or south.
Yeah.
In the Maldives, to go a little bit farther afield, away from areas where others dive. And sometimes we just do big round trips, but we're able there to really concentrate on the different types of species that people want to see, depending on the itinerary that we do. So we do a lot of cool stuff.
Well, something new to add to the list, as always. There's always a different itinerary like that, whether it's diving with, the humpbacks in the Dominican Republic a certain time of the year, or all this stuff with Explore Ventures. And go to exploreventures.com and get all the information you need. Now, back to the Dima show, though. You are also going to be showcasing some new video that you shot from some of the trips this year. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got some new videos that we just got the first draft of. A lot of it shot with quadcopter, which is very cool to see.
Yeah.
But we'll be highlighting those at the Dima show, and we'll be putting them on our Facebook page and on our website about the same time as well.
Yeah, you guys actually had the photo team on right before, in between the trip that you and I went on when we flew down through the Caribbean. They came on board, or they were on the Turks boat, and then they came back on to the boat. We were on the CX2 after I left, and then I came back a few weeks later, and they had just gotten off like the week before or something. Is that what happened, and they were shooting all this stuff?
Yep, they were doing the grand tour. Got some amazing diving video on CEX2. The great thing about that itinerary being all the all the different types of things, the variety of things you can see on that itinerary.
Yeah.
And really makes for great video. Plus, having shots of the quadcopter flying between the spires of Diamond Rock on the way to overfly the boat. Just some cool stuff.
Yeah, these aerial shots, I have no doubt they're pretty cool. I was talking to Tuna, who was on the CX2 the second time, about that, and he said, "Oh man, it was great." And I'm sure he was just telling me this, but he said, "Yeah, the guys were really upset because he knew you guys were coming back on board this week, and they wanted to stay over, and they said, 'Oh, we didn't time this out right.'" And I'm sure you had planned that specifically so I would not be around when they were filming, because you want these to be marketing pieces for the boats, not necessarily things that would turn people away. That's why it's Scuba Radio, right, Clay?
Jeez, and it's horrible because I try to be more subtle about these scheduling decisions, but I'm sorry you got that sussed out.
Oh, I know your game, buddy, but that's okay. It's all good. But yeah, it'll be that'll be fun to see. And I don't know. I can't wait to do another trip. Or it's going to be quite a while till our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October, so people can plan accordingly. They got plenty of time to join us October 3rd, 2015 in the Turks and Caicos. However, we're going to have to do another little run, I think. Are you going to need a co-pilot to help you fly down to some, you know, one of the boats here in the next few months?
I'm
available.
Stranger things have happened.
I am definitely available to do that again, Clay. We had such a good time the first time, didn't you? Did you have fun?
We didn't end up going swimming, and the plane was still usable, and everything worked well. So yeah, it was a great trip.
Well, we did go swimming after we got out of
we did, but
plane.
Not exiting the plane and immediately going swimming.
Yes, exactly. By the way, going back to that aviation show that I was attending a couple weeks ago, there was another plane that someone emailed me about that said, "Hey, did you see this? One particular vessel that opens out the back of it, and you can dive right out of the back of it."
You need one of them.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, "I hear you talking about your diving adventures with your buddy Clay there, and you want to combine the two activities a little bit if you can." He goes, "I got this plane that would do the trick." So, and I think they're actually made out of they're built in Florida. So that's where we're based in Orlando. So that's one thing. I guess the only other thing, in my way is that my credit card limit. Is that right? I'm guessing.
Well, I don't know. You probably have some big credit card limits.
Yeah. Well,
my big question is whether if the door opens in the back, do you have to be landed and stopped before you use it, or if we're flying along, and since I'm the only certificated pilot so far,
yeah, just kind of skydive out of the back like they do in the movies.
Yeah, if you start to annoy me, I can just kick your butt out the
back. Well, that's true. Yeah, it's the Discovery 201 aircraft. And it was, so it sounds like an experimental type of thing. And I
will have to look that up.
Okay. So there you go. You have your marching orders from a pilot standpoint. So plan that, and then we'll fly down one of the boats and do some diving. But that would be kind of cool. You can just go, okay, dive, dive, dive. And I literally, we open up the bay, and I jump out the back like a paratrooper right onto the boat.
That would be outstanding.
That would be out. See, he just goes with the
flow. That would make some great video with a quadcopter.
Yes, at least one time it would.
Really.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, kind of doing a little DEMA preview right now, catching up with a few folks that I'll see in a couple weeks in Las Vegas. And this guy, I just saw him on the boat. You know, I was talking about being on the CX2 with Clay from Explorer Ventures, but I was actually sharing the boat with Vince from Spare Air a few weeks ago. Vince is on via the web with us right now. Vince, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Still dreaming about my liveaboard experience.
Exactly. You're dreaming about it still and just can't wait to go back. Maybe you'll have to be on that October 3rd trip 2015 with us. You want to come back with
us? You can guarantee me and Butch are going to be there.
Okay.
My dive buddy.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, you know, I am looking forward to that as well. But let's talk about DEMA because we have that coming up and we have some spare airs to give away to some of the attendees at the show as we warm up the crowd as they enter the exhibit show floor. So, Vince, I don't know, how should we give these away? You have any ideas? What do you think?
We could get some volunteers and have them try to breathe on it, see what they think of it, get their opinions, see how long they last.
Yeah, you know, we could put a spare air on them, and the first one that turns blue, the other person wins, I guess, or passes out.
Or also, we could test their knowledge of scuba diving, and they could count the number of breaths, and they can extrapolate from what depth they were, if they could make it to the surface. A little game, a little mathematical game, maybe.
We're going to come up with something. Something wacky, something fun, something colorful. That's just what we do. But it'll be a great prize. And you guys are going to be, obviously, exhibiting at the show, working with the dive shops on some new programs on how they can offer spare airs in their dive shop, make a few bucks, that kind of thing, right? That is the
overall plan
for you guys there at the show. And then it gives you an opportunity to network with people in the industry as well. You enjoy it from that standpoint, I take it, right?
Yeah, we're also offering training seminars on how to rebuild and repair a spare air. And those are free to everybody who wants to go.
Okay, so like some maintenance things that you're offering your dealers there at the show. All right, cool. Yeah, cool. Well, I look forward to seeing you there at the show. We're going to have a big old time. Maybe even have a cocktail sometime after the show. You up for that, maybe?
I definitely want to have one with you, Greg.
All right. That's Vince from Spare Air, and we'll see him at the DEMA show, and maybe you too. We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Shot a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're looking forward to the DEMA show here in a couple weeks. But, you know, a lot of stuff happened last week as well that has a loose connection to the dive industry. And we're going to delve into that a little bit right now with my buddy Walt DeMartini in South Florida. He was at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. That's the event I'm talking about. And, Walt, how are you, buddy? And welcome.
I'm doing great, Greg. And how are you guys doing up there today?
Always always having a good time. You know me. Maybe not as much fun as you, because it's pretty much happy hour wherever Walt goes. Anytime, day or night. The party surrounds you. Am I right?
You're right, buddy. And we have that never-ending jug of rum punch.
That's right. At the Gomez Hilton, which is Walt's house, by the way. And I'm guessing the... you know, that rum punch was flowing at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. Or maybe you had a little, I don't know, a little nip or two before you headed out there and saw some of the festivities down there in South Florida, or what?
Yeah, we actually had a little party over at the house and loaded up the boat with some people and went on over to Idlewild Drive, which is directly across from BMR, the main venue of the boat show. And we just walked across the bridge. My friends have a little house over there. Just unbelievable.
Nice.
And then we walked over the show and kind of went around all through the BMR venue for about 3 days.
Wow. So you just stumbled around the show for 3 days after you docked your boat there at the place?
Well, no, we went back and forth each day.
Okay, but, all right. You have to ask Walt these questions. That's the... You have to have him explain sometimes, because you never know when you're talking to Captain Walt here, for sure. And the Dry Martini, which is, that was the boat you took your go-fast boat over there, right?
That's correct. The Dry Martini 2.
Yes. He doesn't do much diving off of this one, but he does a lot of cruising and going to the boat show. The Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, largest in-water boat show in the world. And obviously there's some diving things going on there as well, and they had a little diving area. What did you see from a diver's perspective, other than all the cool boats that we could dive off of, that divers might find of interest there, Walt?
Well, the last day we went over to, not the last day, but Sunday, we wound up going over to the convention center. And the convention center had a little off-to-the-side room with Dan and some of the other local dive operations. Manny was there. I haven't seen him since the old shark days.
Okay, you're talking about Divers Alert Network, and Manny Puig was there, from, you know, back in the day with Megan Heaney Greer and Mark, and they shot all these videos of them swimming with alligators. Well, he was on Jackass. Manny Puig was like the wildlife expert for the guys from Jackass. There, believe it or not, there was one guy that actually knew what he was doing when it comes to all this crazy stuff they did when they were working with some of the animals and snakes and stuff. Or maybe he was just as crazy as they were. I don't know. But he managed to get away with a lot of the craziness and keep those guys, I guess, somewhat safe in those activities. But Manny's a cool guy. He looks like he's Tarzan from Cuba or something, right?
Exactly. He hasn't changed a lick. I mean, the last time we saw him was, I don't know, up in the middle part of the state. We went up there for those shark hearings. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Back in the summer, the shark man who was part of that. Yeah, he has this thing with marine life. I remember the first time I heard about Manny, he was going down and catching, Goliath grouper or Jewfish is what we called them back in the day. But these big 200-pound Jewfish, he was using his fist and arm to literally catch them while free diving. So no scuba. He'd free dive down to about 50, 60 feet, and then he'd get in front of this giant Goliath grouper and kind of move his hand around or do something and irritate it enough where it would bite onto his arm. He would take his arm and take it through the gill slit and literally just bring it to the surface. It was the craziest thing I ever seen. Now, he wasn't doing that to catch them. He was doing that to wrestle them up a little bit. And they would tag them, and then they would let them go. So it was actually a unique way to do some research and stuff back in the day. But I was like, this guy's insane. And then he was doing all this stuff with sharks, and he does the same thing with alligators.
Alligators and crocodiles, yeah, too. He was doing the crocs.
Did you talk to him at all at the boat show? Is he still doing this stuff, or has he calmed down a little bit?
You know, he seemed a little calmer. I didn't really get to talk to him. There were three or four people standing in front of him, and I was kind of on a mission to get around. I wanted to see my buddy, the artist over there.
Pascal,
yeah.
Yeah. He was down there. He does some great artwork, unique. You know, Pascal's that guy who does this, I don't know, probably the most famous piece of art I've seen him put out there is the diver with a great white shark, and he has a red cape like he's, you know, doing some bullfighting with a great white.
That's exactly right. I have that picture here in the Gomez Hilton. It's called The Matador.
Of course it is. Yeah, and it was a cool little twist. He has a cool little theme of his paintings have some kind of unique twist like that. And he works with our friends at Uzi as well. Matter of fact, we'll see some new stuff, and we're giving away some of his t-shirts and towels, Uzi towels, that I think Pascal had something to do with at the Dima show here in a couple weeks. So he was there, and you caught up with him as well then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I spent a little bit of time talking with Pascal. I'm trying to get him to do another portrait for me.
Another portrait, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have something specifically in mind? Are you kind of giving him some inspiration yourself, or are you just telling him, hey, what's on your mind, paint it, and I want to put it up in the house?
He had one that he did. It was like a AT-6, an old military aircraft. It was called Yankee Victor or Charlie Foxtrot or something. And it was a wreck of an airplane underwater that's just been sitting down for years and years, kind of like that lost squadron of Avengers or something like that, but a single aircraft. And I really liked that and admired that picture for years and years, or that portrait for years and years. And I think I'm going to get one from him.
That sounds like a nice little addendum to the Gomez Hilton down there for, you know, the lobby area, maybe, you think?
I think it'll be great in the lobby. Oh, we've got a lot of new things down here. So some new furniture and a big tune up in the parking garage area. So we're waiting to get you down here again. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, and you got the yellow submarine, right?
Yellow submarine's done, buddy. It's moving. Well, it's not really moving.
Well, it's working. It's his natural gas tank out in the back, and it's painted up like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. Gomez Hilton, unique place to stay. You have to kind of know the man in charge to be able to book a room at this place. But who knows? You know, everybody knows Walt. You know, if you get down to South Florida, hey, where's Captain Walt DeMartini? I want to go diving. They'll track you down, right?
Yeah, they can always find me. They know where to look for me. Listen, I came across something else that was interesting. It was called Declutter Your Deck, a finholder.com.
Hmm.
It's like some little bags that hang up on the side of your boat, and you can stuff towels and fins and mask and snorkel.
Yeah.
It was out of a Palm Beach company, I believe it was.
Okay, so it's some little holder for your boat, but they're actually saying it's for scuba fins or dive fins?
Yeah, they've got dive fins in here and mask and towels, and I don't see any bottles of rum, but they're probably down there in the bottom.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, they would be on Walt's boat for sure, no doubt. Well, how's it fastened to your boat exactly?
Looks to me, yeah, like it just clips right over the railings. Hmm. Oh, no, it's zippered over the railings.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we'll take a look at that for sure. What did you see anything else that caught your eye from a diver's perspective that might be of interest? Or maybe they'll show up at the Dima show here in a couple weeks. I don't know.
I think they might. They're like I said, they're a Palm Beach company. Spent some time with Dan down there. They were a presence this year.
Right. They have their new travel insurance that they're marketing not only to divers but to any people that have that travel. And, of course, that lends itself to the boating industry as well. So they were there doing their thing. That makes sense. And I don't know, you ran into Eric Stone, too, from what I hear. Is that right?
Yes, I was sitting down having dinner with my buddy Catfish. He's an entertainer down here, plays a lot of the venues in Fort Lauderdale. And Eric comes bouncing up, and he sits down and he's talking to Catfish, and he looks at me. He goes, "Do I know you?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I believe so." I said, "I was down with Greg for the opening of your club down there in the Keys."
Yeah, down there in Marathon, anyway. Dockside Tropical Cafe. We were down there. We were down there about this time last year. Well, it was December because it was around Christmas time. We did our little Christmas in the Keys thing with the grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe with Eric Stone and his band. Scuba Cowboy came down. We had a big old time. That was a great time, wasn't it?
That's right. But I had to come back a day early because I had that boat parade party up here in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's right. The Christmas boat parade. Yeah. And yeah, they got big plans for that in South Florida this year, too. Maybe I'll have to come down for that. And I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do this Christmas in the Keys, hook up with Eric, and then go up. Ah, there's so much stuff to do, so little time. But I guess we'll find a way, won't we, Walt?
We'll get it in one way or another.
That's what she said. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, well, who needs an enemy?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and to help me finish out today's radio spectacular, I have my good friend Chad Barbe. Now, he does a little bit of everything in the dive industry, and I know, you know, Chad, you're looking forward to the DEMA show in Las Vegas in a couple weeks as well, right? Come on.
Yep, we're very excited. Very excited. Fly out on Sunday the 16th, set the booths up for 2 days for slave labor, and then the show starts on Wednesday.
Okay. I don't know about the slave labor thing. You're putting yourself in that category is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Where we fly out, we work for free. You know, that's the work for free part.
Exactly. Well, at least for a few days, and then they rake in the big bucks for the rest of the year, you know, from all the dealers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we hope for anyway.
All right, so Chad is putting on his Huish cap. He does a little bit of everything in the dive industry, but we're going to focus on Huish right now, which is a big dive industry conglomerate of dive gear from what brands? Go ahead and throw them out there.
Huish Outdoors represents the brands Atomic Aquatics, Bear Sports, Zeagle, BCDs, Sharkskin. They distribute for Sharkskin in the United States, North America. And then also Stalsack dive bags and luggage. And now the newest addition is LiquiVision dive computers.
Yes, and all of these brands have a tendency to push the envelope when it comes to new technology and new things that, you know, they bring them to the market first before a lot of the other manufacturers. So what are you guys planning to do at the DEMA show this year? Are we going to see more of the same or what?
You'll see more of the same. We've got about approximately 12 new products that we will begin to launch the first part of next year. We'll show at DEMA, and then they will start hitting the market in March through June of next year in time for the season. Atomic's going to bring a new mask that they've pretty much cornered the market on. This mask is has a new soft silicone seal, never been done before in the dive industry, that will actually seal the hairs on a mustache, so no more you will have to trim your mustache or beard for your mask to fit, or put a lot of ooey gooey you know, wax on it to make it seal up. So that'll be the new Venom frameless mask that's coming. We're also doing a new, we're going to go ahead and launch a part of the BCD that'll eventually get here, but the engineers at Atomic have come up with a new design inflator, very streamlined, made of titanium, will never corrode, has a 3-year 300 dive warranty on it, and will fit on anyone's BCD that chooses to use an octopus as their backup system. So that's going to launch out, and that's very exciting and very sexy looking as far as an inflator goes.
All right. Well, okay. Wait a minute. This inflator is not a. It's not like one a secondary octopus built together.
Nope.
It's just an inflator separate.
It's just an inflator. Let the air in, let the air out. That's all it does. But it does it in a very sexy way.
Okay. Fair enough. I look forward to seeing it.
A very sexy looking way, put it that way. So for people who dive an octopus and don't like the regulator inflator combination system, then this will be something they can put on their BCD and give it even more sleek, streamlined look, if you will.
Yes, and it'll look sexy.
Very cool looking.
It's better to look good than to dive good sometimes.
You got to look good even when you don't dive good.
Right. Okay. Well, we like to do both. But regardless, okay, exactly. So that sounds pretty cool. What else? What about electronics? What about this LiquiVision thing? Is there some new computer
LiquiVision
toys?
LiquiVision will not have anything available for DEMA. We'll just be showing our existing product line, but the engineers are hard at work back in at the home office designing new products and new designs for the 2015 year.
Mm-hmm.
So when that will come in 2015, we don't know.
Got it.
So we'll see. But
last year, I know Atomic had a. Last year, I know Atomic had, or I think it was last year. Was it last year when they debuted the new computer, or was that 2 years ago?
No, that's been 3 years ago.
Well, where have I been?
You the Cobalt. Exactly. You've been under the sea.
Yes, exactly. But, I've been diving too much.
Exactly. But yeah, they debuted that 3 years ago, and we're now in the Cobalt 2 version, and eventually we will have a Cobalt Risk version, but it will not be shown at DEMA, probably a 2015-2016 product that'll be coming.
Okay, so the mask is a pretty exciting thing. What, is there anything else personally on your radar that you're pretty excited about?
Yeah, the most exciting thing I am is our new wetsuit line that Bear Sports is going to launch out at DEMA, and it'll be ready for March. We're launching a brand new women's line of suits made by women for women and women only, with new designs fit for women where they like things to fit right, and it's going to have nice looking colors, nice looking swim lines to it, so, and the proper sizing, so that when a lady who wears a size dress 8, she'll walk into the dive store, she can walk out with a wetsuit size 8, because that's important to women buyers. And then we have a new men's line called Reactive, and it's got new patented technology in it that's never been done before, and eventually will become a commonplace in the world, but today it's going to be shown in the dive industry through Bear Sports, and it'll be called Reactive. And so that's all I can say about that until we show it at DEMA and launch it next year. But it's going to come out in the men's line to start.
Okay, so are you talking about it's reactive in the way it fits or the way it insulates, or if you tell me you got to kill me kind of thing?
The name is Reactive, and the product that, or the lining that's inside is what's reactive. That's what does the heating and all the magical stuff. So and it's already been out. It's been tested, been proven by science, and the military is already using it in military applications. So we'll be one of the first in the dive industry to bring it to market. So we're excited, very excited about that. That's the one I'm most excited about of this year's DEMA product launch.
Okay. And then I would imagine you'll have some time to just go wander and enjoy the festivities, network with friends. Maybe we'll even get together for a cocktail or two, you think?
We will, because unfortunately on the Vegas show, most of the East Coast dealers don't come. They wait to Orlando. So yes, I will have some free time to network and consume an adult beverage here and there.
Okay. We'll make it a date. Put on your reactive suit and your sexy inflator and
it will go down.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, sounds good,
that's
Chad. That'll do it for
right,
this
buddy.
Week. Till next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everybody.
That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here down in the
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.